United States will send nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to reinforce Eastern European NATO allies in the face of what Washington describes as a Russian threat to invade Ukraine, U.S. officials said Wednesday. Russia, for its part, signaled it was in no mood for compromise by mocking Britain, calling Prime Minister Boris Johnson, quote, utterly confused, end quote. Moscow has built up more than 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders. It denies any plan to invade its neighbor, but says it could take unspecified military measures if its demands are not met, including a promise by NATO never to admit Kiev. A Pentagon spokesperson said the objective was to send, quote, a strong signal, end quote, to President Vladimir Putin and, quote, frankly, to the world, that NATO matters to the United States and it matters to our allies, end quote. President Putin accused the U.S. and its allies of ignoring Russia's top security demands, but also said Moscow is willing to talk more about easing tensions over Ukraine. Putin's comments were his first on the standoff in more than a month and suggested a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine may not be imminent. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte in Kiev Wednesday to discuss ongoing tensions with Russia. Rutte said he and Zelensky agree that only route to a solution is through de-escalation, diplomacy, and dialogue.
I very much hope that this dialogue produces a solution. If it doesn't, then the Netherlands is clear. For the Netherlands, it is clear that further aggression against Ukraine will have serious consequences. Work is already underway in Europe and in partnership with the U.S. to prepare a robust package of sanctions.
Ukraine is preparing to approve Bridget Brink as the new U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. This is VOA News. The detained founder of the right-wing Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, will be moved to Washington, D.C. to await trial on charges of seditious conspiracy for his alleged role in the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol, a federal judge ruled Wednesday. Rhodes' attorneys had asked the U.S. District Judge to permit Rhodes to stay in Texas, saying it would be too burdensome for them to have to travel back and forth to Washington to prepare for his trial, scheduled for July 11th. Rhodes is the most high-profile of the more than 725 supporters of then-President Donald Trump charged for their roles in storming the Capitol in a failed bid to block Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election. The president of global television network CNN, Jeff Zucker, said he is resigning. In a staff memo, he acknowledged that during the investigation into Chris Cuomo's tenure at CNN, he lied about a consensual relationship with a close colleague when he was required to disclose when it began. Chris Cuomo, the brother of former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, was fired late last year after allegations of sexual harassment. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz began a surprise visit to Bahrain Wednesday. His spokesperson said Israeli media reported he would sign a memorandum of understanding with the Gulf nation, which normalized relations with Israel in 2020. Turkish warplanes struck suspected Kurdish insurgent positions in Iraq and Syria early Wednesday in a new aerial offensive that Ankara said aimed to protect Turkey's borders from, quote, terrorist threats, end quote. The airstrikes killed at least four people, a Britain-based war monitoring group reported, and drew condemnation from U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters, who said the attack came days after the Kurdish-led forces in Syria battled Islamic State group militants. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his wife attended a Lunar New Year's Day concert in Pyongyang, where he received thunderous cheers from audience members and artists who praised him for heralding a new era of national power, state media reported. The North's official media has been highlighting Kim's authoritarian leadership following a spree of missile tests in January, which some experts see as an attempt to pressure Washington over deadlocked nuclear negotiations after 2 years of pandemic border closures and economic decay. Athletes and team officials are testing positive for COVID-19 at much higher rates than other people arriving in China for the Beijing Olympics. Figures released by local organizers showed 11 positive tests for COVID-19 among 379 athletes and officials arriving Monday. From Washington via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Hits on VOA 1.
Another one.